You could see right through it image of Thor. But Thor can't do anything. Because Dr. Donald Blake is asleep and he's about to get attacked by this demon. I've said it enough. It's serious. I tell you, the reason why I'm reading this so late at night, is because this story is about nightmares. So hopefully, I don't give you nightmares with this reading. I don't. I hope not. Yeah, so there you go. That's what the premise of the story is about. All these nightmares happening to people, and they're getting sick from it, like to the point where they have to stay in the hospital because of these weird nightmares that they're having, and the odd effects that they're having on people all over the city, all over New York. It seems like the life of Dr. Donald Blake and Thor kind of mish and mash with each other. So anyway, if you like scary dreams, nightmares, stuff to do with that, you will like to hear my reading of Thor, number 307, originally printed in May of 1981. And when I take my first break from all this reading that I do, when I take that first break, we'll listen to music that was hot and brand new in May of 1981. From England, we have Toya. She wants to be free. Toya, she's still going today. She's more of a television personality over in England than she is a singer and a music performer and such. But she's still around. She's still around all over the place. If you lived in England, you'd see her often on TV. Her name is Toya, if you're not aware. Also, beware of this next singer. Definitely beware. She was a very, very wild one. Very wild. I speak of Wendy O. Williams. Punk rock to the 10th degree, 11th degree of to infinity. Wendy O. Williams. We'll hear from her and her band. They're live in concert in Los Angeles. All right. Wendy O. Williams and Toya. That's the music you get when I take a break from reading to you Thor number 307, originally printed in May of 1981. I must reset my keyboard, and I must be off on my way to do another reading to you. This all happens here, CKUW 95.9 FM. This show is comic book radio theater, and it only happens here, 95.9 FM. We do this in Winnipeg.
out of panic after a gun battle erupts onto their busy streets. One police officer is killed and four others hospitalized as a foiled law enforcement sting operation goes terribly wrong.
Are you ready for this? Because I'm ready for it. Okay. All right. Thor, number 307 here on Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM. Let's us begin. When Dr. Donald Blake strikes his wooden walking stick upon the ground, it becomes the mystic hammer Jalner, and the lame physician is transformed into the Norse god of thunder, master of the storm, lord of the living lightning, and heir to the throne of eternal Asgard. Stan Lee presents The Mighty Thor in Wings in the Night. Would seem the city is slumbering well this night. Nothing have I seen to claim the attention of the thunder god. Now 'tis time for Thor himself to seek the balm of sleep, content that my presence is not needed this eve. Gracefully, he alights upon the snow-crested rooftop of his Upper West Side apartment. At last, my mortal health, the lame physician Donald Blank has set up permanent residence here. Tis good to have a home at... Hey, the telephone ringing! There's no time to alter identities. Thor shall answer. Yes, this is Donald Blake.
Done. I must have gotten you up. Your voice sounds a bit husky. Sorry. Listen, I know your night shift isn't until Tuesday, but we're a bit understaffed, and a weird problem has come up.
I will be there shortly, Ramon.
Thanks, amigo.
Though I crave rest and nourishment, this weird problem is intriguing. Still, it may be best to seek substance before leaving.
Thor opens up his refrigerator and sees
there is nothing in it.
Nay, there be little here to satisfy the hunger of a god. Then I must hie directly to the medical clinic which employs Dr. Blake and the mystery that awaits therein.
With a whirl of his enchanted hammer Jalder, the mighty Thor launches himself once again over the famous skyline of Manhattan.
My apartment is but 10 blocks from the medical clinic. By the might of my mallet, I shall reach. Hey, what was that? Mine eye did catch sight of something, a fleeting blur of some sort. Or so it did seem. Now I detect nothing. Perhaps 'twas but a wisp of smoke or some refuse floating in the wind.
Even as the storm god loops back upon his path, a spectral contentence thrusts itself upon its place of refuge, watching the retreating Avenger with a malevolent glare.
The clinic be below, but what problem, I wonder, could have arisen to require aid? We are not an emergency room, merely an all-night neighborhood medical facility.
Landing in the alley behind the medical clinic, Thor kneels and strikes his enchanted hammer on the ground with a mighty thunderclap. And when the blinding brilliance fades, Thor has been bodily transformed into the lame Dr. Don Blake. Quickly, Blake loops to the front of the building and enters by the main door.
Hey, amigo, that was fast. For a guy with a bum leg, you sure get around.
So, why is business so good tonight?
See for yourself. The exam room's overflowing with them.
Incredible! It appears they're all suffering from shock. But what could possibly have caused this to happen to so many people at once?
That's just it. I haven't the slightest idea. None of these folks even know each other. Hey, Mr. Banks, come over here. Tell my associate what you told me.
Well, my boy Willie here went to bed tonight as usual. Suddenly, I hear him scream. And I run into his room and find him sitting on the bed like a zombie. I couldn't do anything to snap him out of the trance he's in.
To your knowledge, was your son taking any kind of drug?
No, sir. My boy don't touch that drunk junk.
So, what do you make of it, Don? 7 of them. All with the same symptoms and all right here.
I'm not sure. Let's do a thorough examination on them all and see if there's some common element that we can get a handle on.
And as Blake and Hernandez begin their analysis, a scant 13 blocks away, a winged apparition engages in seemingly random acts of mayhem and destruction. First, by tearing apart the upper crust of an apartment building and throwing it down on the street.
Holy sheesh! That falling concrete almost aced me!
The creature takes flight, flitting from rooftop to street to building like some monstrous moth. Its path is seemingly erratic. Its purpose? The propagation of terror. seeking out the night's solitary denizens. The creature pounces, preying upon their physical and spiritual weaknesses. Like this man, he is pushed off a subway waiting deck. After a flurry of violence, it finds itself the need of substance. The substance that only the energy of human nightmares can provide. A woman sleeps fitfully, buffeted by dreams of despair and pain. The demon reaches out to her. Its cold, cold, clammy touch is like the hand of death. With a start, she awakens to find the leering creature looming over her. The woman's shriek of horror inundates the rapturous phantom. It pivots, seeking asylum in the still of the night. She collapses, her mind trapped somewhere between wakefulness and sleep. Her nightmares have vanished, sucked from her as a vampire would take blood brutally, with no regard for their victim. The dream demon glides away, savoring the flavor of the woman's nightmares, drawing new strength from their intensity. Meanwhile, at the West Side Medical Clinic, Ramon, we've run into a brick wall here. There is absolutely no chemical evidence to account for the stupor. The seven of them are all in. It's not a narcotic. It's not a virus. I don't think the problem is organic at all.
And the patients show no sign of improvement either. You know, Don, I was thinking what the people who brought them in said. Most of them reported hearing the patient scream. Besides pain, the only thing that makes you scream is fear. Is it possible they could have all been frightened by something? Well, look, it's 4 a.m., and you have to be in tomorrow at 10. So why don't you call it a night? I'll give you a call if anything breaks.
Right. Good night, Ramon.
Return with Thor number 307 after these messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM. Johnson Smith Company, Department 321, 3507 Automation Drive, Mount Clemens, Michigan, zip code 48043. America's favorite mail order funhouse since 1914. Money back guarantee. Here are some of our novelty products. Mechanical pet monkey smiles mischievously,
bang cymbals, rocks back and forth to the beat of music. Almost as if it really is alive. Simply wind up this 5-inch furry little guy and watch him go! Mechanical pet monkey, $2.25. X-ray vision glasses, $1.85. Greatest illusion of the century. Apparently see through bones, through skin, through women's clothing. Amaze and embarrass everyone! X-ray vision glasses, $1.85 per pair. Foam shooting lighter, looks harmless enough, until they try to use it to light up a smoke. What happens next is unbelievable! Special gimmick lighter erupts like a volcano, shooting and gushing foam several feet in the air. Creates a shower of fun and laughs. Foam shooting lighter, $5.95. Bleeding skulls candle. Most chilling horror effect when we've seen in years. When lighted, brilliant red blood oozes down the forehead and down the face. Great for haunted houses, parties, and room decorations. Bleeding skull candle, $2.95. Secret weapon spy watch. Shoots pellets. Looks like a real watch, but is actually a pellet firing mechanism. Simply load the pellet, push the side button, and zing right to the eye. Virtually impossible to detect the source of the shot. Fits most wrists, durable plastic. Secret weapon spy watch, only $1. Bloody mashed up rat. Disgusting 11-inch phony rubber rat. Looks like it just got run over by a truck. Yuck! Bloody mashed up rat. $2.25. Powerful shriek alarm. Louder than most human screams. Pocket sized, but mighty. Gives dozens of shrill gas-powered blasts. Used for protection, sports, or celebrations. Powerful shriek alarm. $2.95. These novelties and many more out of our 1980 catalog. Send to Johnson Smith Company, Department 321, 3507, Automation Drive, Mount Clemens, Michigan, zip code 48043. Johnson Smith Company! Learn law enforcement. Train at home in your spare time. No previous experience needed. Crime investigation, rules of evidence, fingerprinting, traffic control, court procedures. These are just of a few of the fascinating subjects covered in this home study course that explains everything from arrest procedures to disaster control, burglary, narcotics, homicide, sex offenders. Learn methods of the professional law enforcer. Send name, address, and age for free brochure to Police Sciences Institute, 4401 Birch Street, Department R, Newport Beach, California, zip 92663. Learn law enforcement. Train at home in your spare time. No previous experience necessary. For yourself what all the excitement is about. Hands of Shang-Chi, Master of Kung Fu. Special double-sized 100th anniversary issue. After 100 thrill-packed issues, we must be doing something right. On sale now, wherever Marvel comics are sold. Hands of Shang-Chi, Master of Kung Fu. We now return to Thor number 307.
This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, University of Winnipeg.
You know, Don, I was thinking of what the people who brought them in said. Most of them reported hearing the patient scream. Besides pain, the only thing that makes you scream is fear. Is it possible they could have all been frightened by something? Well, look, it's 4 a.m., and you have to be in tomorrow at 10. Why don't you call it in the night? I'll give you a call if anything breaks.
Right. Good night, Ramon.
Once outside the medical clinic.
This is unbelievably bizarre. I've never come across anything like it in my whole career. I'm convinced these poor people are somehow beyond the reach of medicine. Well, I'm not going to be much use to anyone unless I get some sleep. Now, hunt down a cab and...
What?
Flying over those buildings. I think that's what I caught a glimpse of earlier. It looks like Don Blank's beauty sleep is going to have to be delayed. Whatever that thing is, it's piqued the curiosity of the mighty Thor.
This time I shall persist in my pursuit until I encounter the creature.
Crisscrossing the city streets, the Thunder God eventually spots his quarry.
"'Tis a winged demon, like something glimpsed in the shadowy pits of Niflheim. 'Twould appear my suspicions were justified, but what manner of being is it to so engage in rapid destruction?"
Making not the slightest sound, the mindless devourer of nightmares acknowledges the Asgardian Avenger's presence with an attack by ripping out a street lamp post and throwing it at Thor.
"Fiend, none may assault the son of Almighty Odin with impunity! Your makeshift projectile is useless against the one who possesses the magnificent Dalner!" "The weapon supreme!" "Aye! It passes through the creature as if the beast were but an apparition! But how can it grasp material objects if its own substance is immaterial? I shall determine the demon's surface properties better at closer quarters. Ugh! 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 I am trapped in the iron grip, yet my enchanted mallet cannot strike in my stead. What infernal wizardry is this? Mayhaps muscle may succeed where Uru metal has failed.
But not so. The dream demon throws the mighty Thor through a delivery truck.
"Maddening! The demon swats me like some lowly insect. Well, I am unable to touch it. How does one fight a phantom? And now it takes flight by Odin's sacred spear. It shall not elude me, no matter how fast and furious it flies.
Over. Half an hour. Thor gives chase to the White Phantom in and around the concrete canyons of Manhattan. And then...
do my eyes deceive me? The demon seems to be shimmering, vanishing in thin air. Tis as if it never existed.
You are listening to a reading of Thor, number 307, May, the year 1981.
KUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
We'll be right back.
chopping up cars with chainsaws, Wendy O. Williams. She also sings as well. And you will only hear that here. Late Night, CKUW, the 95.9 FM. Thanks for joining me this evening. I'm your host, Martin R. Howell. Forgot to mention the host who's reading all these comic books to you. Oh, well, let's get on with comic book radio theater. We get on with it. The current reading of Thor, number 307, put out there for you to read in May of 1981. Okay. Sounds pretty bad. This demon who's attacking Thor. Thor's not too sure what's going on here. It's a mystery. And wait till you see how sick in the head these people are becoming from having these nightmares. Yeah, it's like they're not the same person they were before. It's concerning. And we should get back to our reading of Thor, number 307. Printed May of 1981. We'll also get back to some music. Brand new music back in May of 1981. If you went out to the record stores that spring, what would you find that was new and perhaps even improved? We got a lot of electronic music for you. Early day electronic music, such as Kraftwerk. Yes, always happy to listen to some Kraftwerk. If you've never heard of them before, please keep listening. Try them out for yourself. Kraftwerk. They're performing live in Santiago, Chile. Way down south that way. Yes. Santiago, Chile. Live in concert. Kraftwerk. We'll also hear from Jean-Michel Jarre. Jean-Michel Jarre, over in Europe, all across Europe, major star in music. He's even done shows where like more than a million people attended it. Yeah, he's pretty amazing, and his song is pretty amazing. What came out in May of 1981. Jean-Michel Jarre. All right, Kraftwerk, Jean-Michel Jarre. That's what you get when I take my next break from reading you Thor, number 307, from May of 1981. Let's shoot back into comic book radio theater. We will do that in moments. It happens only here. CKUW, the 95.9 FM. The community supports us, and we thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM.
And now it takes flight by Odin's sacred spear. It shall not elude me, no matter how fast or furious it flies.
For over a half hour, Thor gives chase to the White Phantom in and around the concrete canyons of Manhattan. And then,
do mine eyes deceive me? The demon seems to be shimmering, vanishing in thin air. Tis as if it's never existed. Dawn breaks, and I have yet to sleep tis night. Even immortals need the sweet bliss of slumber. Though this, my human self, whose endurance will be taxed in the days ahead.
And after an all too brief nap, Thor's mortal self trudges through the February frost on his way back to work.
Thank heavens for a stiff cup of coffee to get the juices flowing. From the look of the Daily Bugle's front cover, it seems that the demon Thor ran to last night was more active than I thought. It left a wake of destruction from 72nd Street all the way up to 150th. Odd. It seems to be confined only to the west side.
And soon at the medical clinic.
Good morning, Dr. Blake.
The shock victims we got in last night. Has there been any changes?
No, but two more have been admitted this morning. Same symptoms as the rest. Dr. Jeffries is bringing them in, a specialist, to look at them.
Oh, I see.
Minutes later, Blake's superior, Dr. Jeffries, arrives.
Ah, Blake, I'd like you to meet Milton Maliki, a clinical psychologist from Bellevue. Maliki is going to try the hypnotherapy on our mystery patients.
Well, we've exhausted the possibilities of organic disorders, so the problem must be psychosomatic.
It's often difficult to know where the mind ends and the body begins.
Gaze at my watch, young woman. Observe it as it swings back and forth.
Sometime later, after failed results.
I am sorry, gentlemen. It does not work. The patients resist my every attempt. It's as if they are already in a hypnotic trance. I am unable to bring them out
by conventional hypnosis. Do you still believe the condition to be the result of some psychological trauma? In my interviews with the patient's family, they bring up but one connection. They all complain of bad dreams. I know of a psychiatrist at Columbia University who is quite an authority on dreams. I suggest you contact him now.
Thank you. Thank you for coming here, Milton.
Later that day, Blake has secured from his superiors permission to take leave from his medical chores in order to follow up on their only leads.
Institute for Oranological Research. Fascinating. A whole facility devoted to strange dreams.
I'm Eugene Beaumont, director of the Institute. If it's bad dreams you want, you've come to the right place, Dr. Blake.
I'm told you take quite a revolutionary approach to psychotherapy here, Dr. Beaumont.
My work in treating mental disorders has been quite controversial. I've been dubbed the Nightmare Exorcist by some of my less than kind colleagues. Come, let me show you my facility. This contraption over here is the key to my treatment. It is a computer terminal that monitors and records the brain activity of the sleeping mind. Through biofeedback, it enables the sleeper to drive out the guilt, fears, and frustrations that torment him or her.
What kind of results have you been getting?
So far, very encouraging. However, it has just been this week that the machine you see here has been in operation. Up until now, I've only had small prototype dream machines, as they've been nicknamed. I have a group of emotionally disturbed patients brought in here every night for dream therapy. The results so far have been incredible. My machine has completely shown incredible potential for behavior modification.
It must have taken years of research to develop all this, Dr. Beaumont. So, I would assume that your knowledge of the dream phenomena is vast. Tell me, can bad dreams cause such emotional trauma as to induce a catatonic state of withdrawal?
It is well within the realm of possibilities, Dr. Blake. The human mind has vast, untapped potential.
I'd like to tell you about some of my patients of mine, Dr. Beaumont.
Describing his patient's plight to the dream researcher, Blake arranges to bring them in the Institute the next evening. And at last, he returns back to his apartment.
With any luck, Dr. Beaumont's dream therapy will succeed where medicine has failed. And if I don't get a little sleep into my system, I'll be ready to go catatonic myself. I know that thing's gonna strike again, but I have to get some rest first. I have to.
With a deep sigh, the frail physician tries to banish the day's tensions from his thoughts. And before long, he slips into the depths of a much-needed sleep.